This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Tuesday night, the nation will know if an abortion ban can pass in a state that typically sends pro-abortion politicians to the nation's capital and its governor's office. If this ban passes, the city of Albuquerque would ban abortions after 20 weeks pregnancy. One clinic there, notorious for its late-term abortions, has perhaps helped the ban by some of its barbaric practices that pro-life advocates have been using to gain support for the ban. A debate last week over the legalized use of euthanasia in Belgium brought forth some interesting admissions even from the pro-assisted suicide debater. Long story short, many deaths labeled as assisted suicide are done there without any consent of the patient. That there are no prosecutions of abuses in the Belgian law, and that assisted suicide laws have been designed to target the disabled. One of the other great problems is found in prescribing suicide using a term that evades definition, psychological suffering. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
Over the last week, abortion advocates rolled out many rhetorical attacks against pro-life advocates. One such attack essentially constrained pro-choice women to a never-ending pursuit of pleasure. Another likened children to bacteria and pregnancy to a cold. And a fundraiser Monday night asked Americans to help pay for abortions in Texas. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.